How is data retrieved?
Well, we've already kind of started touching on it, and I'll start with primary care data collection first. So I think it, and I think to Jennifer's point about, survey fatigue, you've got to be very careful about reaching out to people and making sure you're not overwhelming them. So I think it's important to look at multiple ways to retrieve data. And it's going to be partly depending on who you're trying to reach out to. So if you really want to get organizational input, it may be easy to do a survey of the organization. So you just kind of figure out what resources you have in the area. You figure out the best person to contact, which usually is, depending on your thing, human resources or the CEO or the CEO, and then just survey them. Again, if you're looking for more consumer input, it becomes a little more difficult, and you've got to think about focus groups. You've got to think about organizations that may represent consumers that you may want to use as a conduit, or even, a snowball effect, getting a convenient sample, standing outside the local grocery store, and as people come in, talk to them about some of the issues they're seeing. Secondary data is, a little more straightforward, at least from my perspective, and Jennifer, you can add to this, but the data is the data, and as Jennifer, as you mentioned, how the data comes, if it's at the county level, at the zip code level, or even a smaller level, you've got to then be able to build upon that based on, the level of geography. And the other thing I would add to the data issue is, think about the question you want to ask, and think about the question that the secondary data asks. So it may not necessarily be the exact way you wanted asked. So sometimes secondary data kind of gets you close to where you need to be, but may not ask the question in the way you want it asked.
One of the projects that I have been working on is looking at collecting individual level social determinants of health data. So health needs screening at the point of patient care. And the people who were putting that particular tool together were creating all the questions that they wanted to ask, and then had just assumed that there would be secondary data that they could compare their data to. And so I had to make them stop and think about what you were just talking about, Robert. Are we asking the question the same way? Because if we're not, then our individual level data aren't comparable to our secondary data. So how you ask the question is very important, especially if you want to be able to make those kinds of comparisons. Some of the work that we do here at Health Landscape is actually going in and doing small area estimation of larger area data. So, for example, we take the data that the CDC provides in the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. They provide the data at a county level, although we do have to go through their research data center. But using their data, we have a methodology, again, based on CDC methodology, that goes in and allows us to create smaller area estimates. And so if you have those resources, you can transform some of the data, but you have to have that expertise, you have to have that access. And so what we try to do here at Health Landscape is pull all those small area data resources together into online mapping tools to make them available. So that we help facilitate people retrieving the data, help put the data all together in a single location so that researchers and providers can have access to that information.
One of the things I would add to, you made me think about this, Jennifer, as you were talking, that you also have to be a bit aware of how the data is being reported. Is it a rate? Is it a ratio? Is it a percentage? And if it's a rate, is it per 1,000, per 10,000, per 100,000? Because if it's reported different ways in different data sets and you're trying to match them, unless you understand how it's being reported, you may have difficulties, again, linking different data sets. So just be aware of how the data is being reported.
Yes, that's a big component of what we do here is education. So making sure people understand what this data set is saying versus that data set, to make sure that you understand that they're being reported at different levels or again, doing the transformation if possible using the underlying data so that everything is reported in the same format.
Yeah. And things like, you know, even if it's the same format, what's the population? So if they're talking about children, is it 0 to 17? I've seen it where it's 0 to 19, 0 to 15.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or it's 5 to 17 and the littler kids are left out. So all those things you've got to take into account as you're doing this analysis so that you really, again, make it comparable. And also so you know what you're explaining to people as you're spitting out the data to them.